But even among those white Americans who do not live in a state of denial, the call to action has once again grown faint, if it was ever there at all. Few companies have been so public in discussing how employees involved in unfair practices might actually be penalized, or how the obligation to operate with equity in mind will be prioritized above profits. Few organizations or individuals have acknowledged outright that they have engaged in racist practices or explained how they plan to stop. There aren't many parents willing to stop arranging their housing around the pursuit of good schools, thinly veiled code for white schools, or wealthy people ready to admit the racial consequences of opposing higher taxes on investment earnings. After the nation's so-called reckoning, to which those who claim to have awakened brought PowerPoint presentations and brochures, few have stayed behind to fold and stack the chairs. It is not true that, as the most exhausted among us sometimes assert, nothing has changed. But as the optimistic Myrdal saw in 1944, yet had a hard time putting bluntly, America is not about the business of doing things much differently. When the New Deal reoriented Americans' relationships to their government, officials south of the Mason-Dixon line made sure that most of the jobs done by black Americans were excluded from the new Social Security system. Program administrators barred black Americans from meaningful access to the home ownership and education programs that ensconced millions of white Americans in the middle class. In his study, Myrdal found ample proof of black ingenuity, creativity, and grit, producing lives of multidimensional joy and peril. All that's still there. But perhaps today's list of dangerous inequalities wouldn't run quite so long, or in some cases have come to envelop other groups, if sustained action had been taken in response to its findings, something he believed possible. It is true, the average white American does not want to sacrifice much himself in order to improve the living conditions of Negroes, he wrote. But on this point, the American creed is quite clear and explicit. Myrdal died in 1987. He did not live to see the new and creative ways that Americans have developed of telling lies, and he was not immune to the same maladies. Myrdal was optimistic about the nation and dubious about whether black Americans were equipped to function as full citizens.